She's a feisty Southern girl who's worked with companies all over the world to develop content that connects them with their ideal customers. And now, she's cooking up all kinds of content marketing ideas in her virtual content lab, ideas that will help you grow your business. Here's the totally mad content marketing scientist and host of the Smarter Content Marketing Lab podcast, Michelle Lashley.
Hello there, and welcome to the very first episode of the Smarter Content Marketing Lab podcast. I'm Michelle Lashley, and I am super excited and, full disclosure, super scared to be here. My whole team of inner critics is shouting, "Pump the brakes, mama!" But I'm not listening. Instead, I'm going to go full steam ahead with this podcast because I believe there are a lot of beginning content marketers out there, from entrepreneurs to authors to freelancers, you name it, who know they need to use content marketing to grow their businesses, but they don't have a clue about where to start. Or they've tried several content marketing approaches that didn't work, and they're just ready to throw in the towel. Maybe you're one of them, but don't throw in the towel just yet. And if you've never done any content marketing at all and find yourself frozen in place because, I don't know, you might not have the knowledge or the confidence needed to move forward, just hang tight. Because here on the Smarter Content Marketing Lab podcast, we're going to work together to help you understand what you need to do to achieve the goals you have for your business. And we're going to have fun along the way. I've named this podcast the Smarter Content Marketing Lab because we're going to approach content marketing as the experiment that it really is. Everyone who's doing content marketing is trying different things to see what works and what doesn't. They're experimenting, and that's how they and you will find out what works for your business. This podcast is our lab, and in it, you'll learn specific things you can do to become the content marketer your mother always dreamed you'd be. So, on today's episode, we're going to be taking Gareth Naylor's website into the laboratory. Gareth, by his own description, is an English man living in a beautiful backwater place. But to clarify even further, he's an artist who lives in Japan and creates gorgeous watercolor paintings of scenes from that country. We're going to look at what's working for him regarding content and where he might be able to improve some things. We'll also be taking these findings and then talk about how they can be applied to your own business. Sound cool? Okay, let's head to the lab, people. For artists, the creative part of what they do is really where they excel. But to be successful financially, they also have to be excellent marketers. And this might not come as naturally to them. In fact, it doesn't come naturally to a lot of us, regardless of what our business is. So content marketing is a way to get into marketing without feeling like a marketer, because content marketing is about providing value through your content to your ideal customers. So today we're going to be looking at Gareth Naylor's site. You can find it at Gareth Naylor, GarethNaylor.com, and I'll put the link to that in the show notes. We're going to be looking at his site and giving him some feedback about maybe how he can optimize his site a little bit better and talk about some other content marketing related things he can do. So just a little bit of background regarding what Gareth's goals are for his site and for his business. He definitely wants to promote awareness of his site. He wants to increase sales of his watercolor paintings, and he wants to grow his mailing list to 1,000 true and raving fans, all of which, all of those goals sound, number one, achievable, and number two, on point with what he wants to do. So right now, he's currently writing a blog, but he's struggling a little bit to get traction with it. But he's got the right idea in terms of using a blog to try to attract attention to his site and to his work. In addition to his paintings, which he sells on his site, he also sells a wall calendar on his site that features 13 images of his work, and he also sells Christmas cards that feature his paintings. So he's got some really good stuff going on, so the next step is to get people to notice it. So let's first take a look at his website. And regarding any website, the two most important pages are the home page and the about page. Now, as I look at Gareth's site, he does a really good job in the header section of saying watercolor sketches of Japan. So, and then his subtitle is by an Englishman living in a beautiful backwater place. So that's really good. Underneath that, there is a section that says welcome to the blog. Here you can read about Japanese culture at the grassroots level from a landscape artist who travels around his local backwater prefecture looking for beautiful scenes to paint. And you can also learn about watercolor painting. So Gareth, here is one area where I think you might be able to do something easy to really improve the functioning of your site. Instead of just saying, welcome to the blog, because your site's not just your blog is part of it, but you're also selling things too. Maybe you can have a short paragraph that sort of opens up the site experience, talking about how you capture the beauty and mystique of Japanese culture and the environment through the simplicity and complexity of watercolors, and then hear the stories of the scenes and the details of the technique. You know, and that's not verbatim what you should say, but something to that effect that gives people a very clear understanding about what this site is all about. So that's an easy, I think that's an easy fix for you. Just, again, when they come to your homepage, you want people to be incredibly clear about what you're offering and how what you're offering is going to improve their life in some way. And here, it's through the beauty of your artwork. Also, you have an email sign up, but it's further down on the homepage. You actually have to scroll to get to it, and a lot of people will not do that. They're not gonna scroll down. So I would suggest moving your email sign up to the top of your homepage so that people can't help but see it. And you know, if your current offer isn't getting people to sign up, and let's see what your current offer is. Your current offer is you say become a member, and there's a question mark after that, so you might want to get rid of the question mark, but you're giving them access to a private gallery, which is a neat offering, but again, I would move that up to the top. If for some reason that access to a private gallery, which is what we call a lead magnet, isn't getting enough people to sign up, experiment with some other ideas. Maybe it's, maybe it's providing a really deep discount off of the first painting they picture, off of the first painting they purchase from you. Or maybe it's a video tour of some of your favorite places in Japan. You can get really creative with that. And you can also place multiple lead magnets on your site and monitor which one or which ones are most successful. So you might have one lead magnet on your homepage, you might have another on your about page. You don't have to just keep it to one lead magnet. And that's a way of, again, experimenting. See what is going to work best and then really focus in on that one. So I would move that email sign up to the top of the page, especially since you're trying to get 1,000 true fans on your mailing list. Another thing I would suggest regarding your site is adding an about page. And I don't see it on your site, but the about page is one of the most visited pages on any site. And so in your case, you know, people love to know about the artist who created the piece that's hanging in their home. That really infuses value into the painting. So I would suggest putting together an about page. You can write it, or you could do a video of yourself and answer things like, you know, what drew you to Japan in the first place? How long have you been painting? You know, what drives your artistic passion? You know, really let us know, you know, who you are, what you're about. And I think people will really respond to that. So consider adding that about page to your site. Now, your blog, you post fairly regularly on your blog, which is awesome. So, you know, being very consistent in your posting schedule is really important to a successful blog, and looks like you're doing that. So whenever anyone is doing a blog, you have to think about who your ideal customer is. Who's the person that's going to be most excited about what you're doing, and what do they want to know? And then provide content that responds to that. So in your case, I think something that might be really interesting is tell the stories of the pieces that you're painting. And I see that you are starting to do that with some of your blog posts. Tell us what was going on there. Be, very clear and use a lot of, really descriptive language about what you were seeing, what you were smelling, what the temperature was like, was the wind blowing, whatever it might be. But just help put us in that painting. I think even maybe more of an even more effective thing to use for your blog would be to give us a peek behind the curtain of the creative process. So how might this work? Maybe you take photos that show the progression of a piece as you paint it. That can be fascinating, especially to those of us who aren't artists, to watch that process. Or maybe you videotape a painting session. So again, these are some things you can do with your blog that will help infuse your paintings with value. Also, be sure to share your posts through social media. You might already be doing that, but if you aren't, definitely get those posts out there so that people are actually seeing them. And then finally, with your gallery, again, beautiful paintings, but make sure that you add full and consistent descriptions for each painting. Number one, this will help people understand what the painting is about, how much it cost, those kinds of details. But also when you provide that full description, that will help you with search engine optimization. So when people are searching for things like watercolor paintings or paintings of Japan, if you have those words in your descriptions, that will help them find you more easily. So that's some feedback regarding your site, just some easy things you can do to help optimize it a little bit better. Now, in terms of other content marketing ideas that you might want to experiment with, obviously you have to drive people to your site, and that's the case for any of us. And content marketing is a great way to help do that. So you may have already thought about this, but maybe consider putting together a course about the basics of watercolor painting or landscape painting. You could create a really simple course that you offer for free to encourage people to sign up for your email list. It might be that you have to go the instructional route in order for people to start noticing your art, more extensively. So just, think about that. It doesn't have to be a complicated course, especially if you're giving it away for free. You can still do a very simple course that provides value. But that you could use as a lead magnet and bring people into your sphere of influence. So that might be one thing to take a look at. Also, make sure that you're sharing your art on a regular basis. Pinterest seems like it might be a great fit for you because it's such a visual platform. And Facebook might be a good one because you could actually post your videos to that if you do some videos of the creative process and that kind of thing, and you can really get a community going there where you can interact with them. So just, think about what social media platforms would work for you. Don't overload yourself. I would suggest just picking one. If you're not on any right now, picking one and really focusing on that to see if you can get some traction. Don't spread yourself out over too many social media platforms. Some people make that mistake and then they don't do any of them as well as they could be doing it because it just becomes such a burden. It's just overwhelming. So I would pick one and see how it works. Give it a few months, and if that's not getting you any traction, then maybe look at another. But I do think you should find a social media platform where you can share your art and also your blog post. And then make sure that you include icons for those social media platforms on your site at the top so that people can click on those and then be taken to whatever platform that you're using. Also, consider finding other artists or stores or anyone who might have, a really significant interest in what you're doing and ask them to share your artwork and your site with their audiences. So those are just some other basic ideas to think about, Gareth. I know that you're, you know, someone who's really getting out there and trying super hard to get traction, and you've got beautiful work to share with people. So definitely, you know, keep in touch and let me know how things are going. I'd love to come back and report on all of your great success. Now, in terms of takeaways for all of us from this laboratory session, here are some to consider. First of all, be sure your homepage makes what your business is about completely clear. People aren't going to figure out, they're not going to work to figure out what you do or how you can make their lives better. You need to make that abundantly clear at the top of your homepage and keep it short. Again, people are not going to read a lot on a homepage. Keep it like to a paragraph. Create a compelling about page. If you don't have one, create one. If you have one, go back and look at it and make sure that it's working well for you. The about page is where people often make the decision about whether to do business with you. And it's a place to really let your personality shine through. You want to be sure that, though, this page is not all about me, 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 me. You want to focus on how what, you know, you do can uniquely provide value to your customers. So even though the about page is, yes, it's about you, it should be more about how what you can uniquely offer can provide value to customers. It's also an opportunity to get them to know you, for them to get to know you a little bit. And then if you're selling anything on your site, make it easy for people to complete the purchase process, okay? If they have to jump through too many hoops or it's not abundantly clear about how they can buy something, or if pricing's not clear, they're going to click away. Also, be sure to include full descriptions of your products and services. This will help people understand the value of what you're offering and will also help with search engine optimization. Next thing, build your email list. This is, if you're looking to, you know, be financially successful with your business, you have to have an email list these days. Of people who are really and truly fans of what you're doing, because this is how you're going to stay in contact with them. It's also a great way to access them to provide value through your content. So build that email list, experiment with lead magnets until you find what works. And again, don't be afraid to have more than one lead magnet on your site. And then finally, if you're going to blog, blog about things that will captivate your audience's attention. And also be sure to promote your blog posts through social media and other channels. A lot of people make the mistake of blogging on their site, but then they don't do anything to promote their post. So remember that just because you put it there, people aren't going to find it. You have to push it out through, whether it's your Twitter feed, Facebook, Pinterest, whatever it might be, you have to promote that blog post just like you would promoting a good or service. So anyway, make sure that you're doing that. So those are some takeaways, and these are not hard things to do, but they can make a big difference in how effective your marketing is. This brings us to an end of the very first episode of the Smarter Content Marketing Lab podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If so, please leave a review for me on iTunes. It'll make it easier for others to discover the podcast. That would be so awesome. And also, thank you to Gareth Naylor for sharing his site with us. I really appreciate it, Gareth. Finally, if you want to see the takeaways from this episode, go to www.smarterwritinglab.com/episode1. Again, that's www.smarterwritinglab.com/episode1. Now, get out there and start experimenting with all of that great content you're going to create.